of the Lord Jesus Christ this evening, amen. Thank the Lord for another grace, amen. It's sweet to come to His house. It's sweet to worship Him. It's sweet to praise Him, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. How many want Him to shine on you tonight, amen? Amen. Shall I rise on the feet of the singer song, shine on me, amen.
Oh, shine on me, let the light from the lighthouse shine on me, oh, shine on me, oh, shine on me, oh, let the light from the lighthouse shine on me, oh, shine, shine. Us a prayer. Oh, let the light from the lighthouse shine on. Oh, with eyes closed, shine on. Oh, Lord, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine. Oh, Lord, shine on me, oh, shine. Oh, let the light from the lighthouse shine on. Oh, one more time, shine. Oh, Lord, we ask You to shine tonight. Oh, the light, light from the lighthouse shine. Shine, oh, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Oh, sweep over my soul. Shine, sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Oh, my rest is complete while I sit at Your feet. Sweep over my, oh, sweep over my soul tonight. Sweep over my soul, oh, sweep over. Oh, sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My rest is complete while I sit at Your feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my. Oh, one more time from my heart. Oh, sweep, oh, sweep over my soul. Sweep, oh, sweet Spirit. Our rest is complete in You. Oh, my rest, oh, I sit at Your feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my, for I am redeemed. I am redeemed. Oh, are You bold? I'm bold with. Oh, Jesus, change my whole life. Oh, has it changed your life tonight? If anybody who asks you, just you. Oh, You tell them that I am. Oh, are You redeemed tonight? Oh, sing from Your heart. I am redeemed. Oh, I'm born Christ, oh Jesus, I say my own. We'll change our entire life tonight. Oh, if anybody asks You, oh, just You, I am. Oh, You. Oh, on, you sing with more conviction. Oh, I am in who you redeemed for me. Oh, Jesus has changed my life. Oh, if anybody asks you, just you, tell them that I am a mercy root of life. Mercy, you remind me. Oh, mercy, dear. Mercy, you remind my life. Oh, I could have been fooling my soul. Mercy, we own my. Oh, mercy, dear. Oh, mercy, we own. We own our life. Oh, mercy, own my life. Oh, I could I fall in my soul, cast down. By mercy, we rule. Oh, one more time, mercy, dear. Mercy, oh, we rule our life. Oh, mercy, we rule my life. Oh, I could have fallen my soul. Oh, by mercy, we rule. Oh, one more time, I am redeemed. Oh, I am redeemed. Oh, 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 Jesus has changed my life. Oh, if anybody, if they ask you,
just who I am.
Oh, you tell them that I am. Oh, one more time, I am redeemed. I am redeemed. Oh, I'm
as we ask for a man to open for us in a little prayer.
I say my life. Jesus, thank you, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. Oh, our dear Heavenly Father, oh, we are thankful tonight, Lord. Once again, Lord Jesus, your grace, so amazing, Lord. Oh, once again, Lord Jesus, you have called us, Lord. And Father, we thank you, the Lord Jesus, your spirit has quickened us, Lord Jesus, this evening. And that, Lord, found ourselves right in your presence, Lord. Amen. Father, the day so far, Lord, we have seen your hands, oh, prevailing over every aspect of our lives, Lord. Amen. Father, in our homes, in our working places, even the journey message that, Lord, you give to us, Lord. Amen. Father, what can we say than to say, Lord, we thank you, we bless you for all that, Lord, you have done for this day for us, Lord. Father, we know you made this day, Lord Jesus, oh, for your children to be rejoicing and glad in it, Lord. And even you made it, the Lord Jesus, your name will be glorified, Lord. And so, Father, we thank you, the Lord, you have used us as your own, oh, source, Lord Jesus, to create this great, Lord, praises, Lord, that we have in our hearts, Lord.
Father, this evening we've come, Lord. We want to sing. We want to worship. We want to praise your name. We want to lift up your name, Lord. So, Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit, Lord, will come. And, Father, to lead our song leader, Lord, and the musicians, oh God. And that, Lord, we will bring, oh Lord Jesus, oh, even heaven down, oh God. That, Lord, your will, oh God, will be done this evening, Lord, amongst us, oh God. Father, we want to sing, we want to praise your name, because there is no other name that we got to worship than the name Jesus Christ. Amen. So, Lord, let your ear now come down, Lord, and hear the voices of your children. Father, we pray the Lord Jesus this evening, we will be blessed, O God. Even by your word, O Lord, we want to commit, Lord Jesus, your servant, Lord, into your hands even this evening. That even as your word will come this evening, Lord, it is something that, oh God, you have already known in our hearts, Lord. Our desires, oh Lord Jesus, things that, oh God, that will come to Lord Jesus to lift us up, Lord. Father, we commit your servant into your hands, that you lay him aside, Lord, and let your word, the word of life, oh Lord, come, oh Lord Jesus, and bring us to a place where, Lord, we will be so much closer to you, God. Father, we thank you once again for tonight. Lord, let us now receive your blessings, O God, as we praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Why don't you greet your brother, your sister? Amen. Welcome them to the house of the Lord this evening. Hallelujah. Amen. As we sing the song, we're one of them. Hallelujah. Amen.
Them, oh, I'm one of them, oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them, oh, I'm one of them, one of them, oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them, oh, there are people almost everywhere who hearts are all aflame. Pentacles with flames that made them flame. Oh, it is burning within my heart. Oh, glory to his name. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm, oh, are you one of them? I'm one of them. Oh, one of them. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm, oh, I'm one of them. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, though these people may not land with me, the world still will remain. They are born in the Pentecost, baptized in Jesus' name. Oh, and I'm telling now, but by his power is yet the same. Oh, I'm so glad. Are you glad or not? One of them, are you one of them? Oh, one of them. Oh, I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them, one of them. Oh, one of them. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. They were gathered in the upper room, all praying in his name. They were baptized with the Holy Ghost, and powerful servants came. Oh, now what he did for them that day, he will do for you as tonight. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say that. Oh, are you glad tonight? Oh, one of them. Oh, one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm every one of them, one of them, one of them. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, my brothers sing this blessing, we'll cleanse your heart from sin. That will start the joy bells ringing, I hope it does so the same. Oh,
red is burning.
Within my eyes.
Oh, glory to His name. I'm so glad that I can say, oh, we are glad tonight. Oh, one of
days.
Oh, one of days.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of
them. Oh, I am one of them.
One of them.
I am one of them.
Oh, one of them.
Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Amen. Let's give a hand clap of praise to the Lord Jesus Christ tonight.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's sing the song, The Meeting in the Air. Amen. Amen. Moses, Deborah, you are head of Phyllis, David, and his land.
Oh,
you have the story told of
David,
Joseph,
oh, and Jehovah,
the very
of
the
day.
Oh, there are many, many houses to the fire. Oh, I should like to meet them all, I do declare. Oh, by and by the Lord will surely let us meet. Oh, at the meeting in the air. Oh, there is the way to be. A meeting in the air. In the sweet, sweet by and by. I am going to meet you. Meet you over there in that room. Beyond the sky. Oh, I'm singing, we will hear. Never led by Moses. To be glorious, I do declare. Oh, and God's own Son will be the leading one. I can be dead in the end. Many things will there be missing in that meeting. For the mourners' bench will have no place at all. Oh, there will never be a sermon preached to sinners. Oh, for the sinners that refuse to heed the call. Oh, there will be no mourning over wayward loved ones.
Here we go.
No lonely nights of
faith.
Amen. All our burdens and our anguish will be lifted. Oh, are you glad to go to this meeting?
It's going to be a meeting in the air.
All in the
sweet.
Oh, I am going to meet you over there in that room beyond the sky. As I'm singing, you will hear. Never heard by molten you. To be glorious, I do. Ooh, and God's own Son will be the leading one. I'll be meeting in the air. Oh, the doubters will be missing altogether. Skeptics will be absent on that day.
There'll be
no grumblers present to disturb us. Oh, and the acorns will be busy far away. Oh, dead saints will have a seal upon their forehead. Oh, dressed in raiment and from ransom once and away. Oh, all who have the wedding garments will be present. Oh, there is going to be a meeting in the air. Oh, and you see, by and by, I'm going to meet you over there in the room beyond the sky. Oh, I'm singing, you will hear. Never heard by mortal ear.
To be glorious, I do declare.
Oh, when God's own Son will be the leading one, I can be tender to you. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
many are looking forward to that meeting.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's sing the song, When the Saints Go Marching In. No, let's sing that one. Yeah, When the Saints Go Marching In. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Pilgrim, oh, and a stranger, oh, wandering through this world of sin, oh, on my way to that free city, when the saints go marching, oh, will you be marching when the saints, oh, go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching, oh, Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching. Oh, I know, I know, I know.
I'll see my Savior
if my life is filled up. Oh, heaven's door, heaven's door will open for me. Oh, when the saints go marching. Oh, when the saints, oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, Lord, I want, oh, to be in that number, oh, when the saints go marching in, when we gather around the throne, oh, and the gates are closed, oh, we'll be shouting, shouting glory, glory, oh, when the saints go marching, oh, when the saints, oh, when the saints go marching in, the saints go marching. Oh, Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching. I am waiting. Are you waiting for the child? Oh, to sing low and I'll step in on the clouds. I'll rise to heaven. Oh, when the saints go marching. Oh, oh, when the saints, oh, go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching. Oh, Lord, I want to be in that number. Oh, when the saints go marching. Oh, one more time. Oh, when the saints, oh, go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching. Oh, Lord, I want to be in that number. Oh, when the saints go marching.
Oh, hallelujah. Let's get a couple of praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, one more time. Amen. When the saints go marching in, we will be in that number. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let's sing the song, Build the Land. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I've never been before. No sad goodbye. No sad goodbye.
No spoken.
Oh, for time on my.
Someday, pastor. Oh, I'm looking now, I'm looking now across the river. Oh, where my faith going to end inside? Oh, there's just a view. Then I'll take my heavenly flight. Oh, Beulah land, I'm longing for you. Oh, and someday shall be eternal. Oh, Beulah, oh, sweet Beulah.
Oh, one more time, Beulah.
Oh, Beulah, land.
Oh, let's sing with joy in our hearts tonight.
I'm longing for. Someday on the
outside,
oh, and my
home,
oh, our home shall be eternal.
Bless his name tonight, amen.
Hallelujah.
Sing the song, I bless your name.
Amen. No shame to be this right. Pull inside, I prayed that night, and in your praise began to sing. The chains were loosed and we were free. Oh, and
I bless
your name.
Hallelujah.
Oh, let's bless him tonight. Oh, let's give him honor. I give you honor. I give you praise. Pray, oh, you are.
amen. Of times to so hard. Oh, you reach out by faith. You reach out by faith. To heights unknown.
You. Thank you, brothers. Amen. Thank you for coming this evening. Amen. And we praise the Lord for a good day so far. Amen. And for all the blessings we have witnessed today. So let's open our Bibles. Deuteronomy chapter 16, 1 to 2. Let's also remember the brethren who couldn't make it tonight, the pastor and Brother Wilmo have apologized, so we'll remember them in prayer. Deuteronomy 16, 1 to 2. Observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God. For in the month of Abib, the Lord thy God brought thee forth out of Egypt by night. Amen. Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto the Lord thy God of the flock and the herd in the place which the Lord shall choose to place his name there. Amen. Second reading, John 14, 20. John 14, 20. Read, it's a short one. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you this evening once again. Amen. For being standing in your presence, O Lord.
Amen.
Waiting patiently and in expectation.
Amen.
To be fed from you, the mother, yes, eagle, O Lord.
Amen.
See our hungry souls, O Lord, waiting for you. And we know you have made a provision for us today, O Lord, so that we can have the portion that will keep us going, O Lord, on this path. Be with us now as we're going to partake of this word, O Lord, and let the blessings that you have said will accompany this word be upon your children. Amen. We know there's a blessing attached to only the fact of reading the word, O Lord. As we have read, O Lord, we know that we are blessed already, O Lord.
Amen.
Now we remember our pastor who couldn't be with us tonight, O Lord. You know what made him not to come.
Amen.
And we commit him and his family into your hands, O Lord.
Amen.
Be with them where they are as they are fellowshipping with us now, O Lord.
Amen.
Bless our brother Wilmo. You know the reasons he couldn't make it.
Amen.
And all our brethren, O Lord, who are caught here and there in these life duties, O Lord. Be with us now. Bless us in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. You may be seated.
Amen.
We are going to fellowship around a topic that we started last Saturday in Cairo. And for those who were there, we approached it on a different angle. Now we are going to see it on a different angle because we are talking on Saturday about the place of worship that God has chosen. So from an outsider point of view, we spoke about it on Saturday in Carlo. But from the inside point of view, we are going to, you know, partake around it tonight. Because we need to understand that when God speaks, he needs to address every worshiper who is coming in different angles. So from whatever position you are, the word of God has made provision for you. And you need to understand in what angle and how you can handle that word for you. So in Carlo, we spoke about God, where God had provided for him to meet the worshiper. From an outsider point of view, let me call it that way, from someone who is not in the message yet, we have presented it according to a certain angle. But you will say, I'm in the message already. I found the place of worship already. So what's the point for me trying to find it again? The word has made provision for everyone.
Amen.
So we are going to explore what God is expecting from us who said we have found the place already. Because we may be deceiving ourselves, thinking you have found the place. While you are just hovering around the place. Amen. So we need to go deep and understand exactly what the requirements God needs from you for him to accept your worship. Because in Israel, as we read in Deuteronomy, that you couldn't go anywhere and offer an offering to God and God accept that offering. There was a certain place, and that place met a certain requirement. The requirement was that God had put his name in that place. So, it was the Holy Land. It was the blessed land of God, the promised land to Abraham and the patriarchs. It was the land where God has chosen for his people to live in. But you couldn't say, because I live in the Holy Land, I can go, I don't know, in such river or wherever and offer my Passover. God wouldn't accept it. In the Holy Land, he had made provision for a certain place. That unique place, everyone could go there and offer, and his offering was accepted. Amen. So we were seeing last Saturday in Carlo that the prophet showing us that that place, God had put it in Christ. Amen. So when you are in Christ, and Christ, the prophet, shows it that Christ is not that human, that young man who was walking the streets of Galilee, It was him, it was Christ for that time. But Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He had revealed himself that time in a human body. But the prophet shows that Christ has always been the one in whom Noah believed, the one in whom Abraham believed, the one in whom Moses believed. It was the same Christ revealing himself in many different ways according to the time of your visitation. So we saw that today, believing Christ, the place where God has put his name is the message of the hour. Amen. So being in the message, you can't even start to worship when you have not found the place God has placed his name. Now you will say, okay, I've found the place. I'm in the message. So what do I need more? God bless you. You are blessed. We have found the message, but we are going to see that there are some requirements that God is expecting from you. Amen. Because not only God said that you have to plant to find the place where I put my name, you have to discover first what the name of the Lord is. Because you can't find the place if you don't know what is the name of the Lord. You have to know the name and then go and find the place. You said, okay, we all know the name of the Lord. It's Jesus Christ. Amen. That's the Lord that we worship. Amen. But knowing the name of the Lord must be a revelation. Amen. Because knowing Jesus Christ, anyone from our birth, my dad told me, Jesus is Lord. Amen. Right. Your mom told you, Jesus is the Son of God. Everyone knows Jesus, that he has been the Son of God, some because he has been told by someone else, because someone told you. But when Jesus asked his disciple, whom that the world say I am, I the Son of Man, Peter said, you are Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said to Peter, it's not flesh and blood that told that to you, it's my Father from heaven that revealed it to you. No, getting to know the Lord must become first a revelation. Amen. Because if it is just something that someone told you, if I come and tell you because you trust me, because you have confidence in me, I tell you Jesus is the Lord, you accept. The next day, you'll find someone you trust more than me who will tell you that Mahomet, is it? Mohammed. Okay. Mohammed, because in French we say Mahomet. So, amen. Mohammed is God. You will accept because you trust that person. It's just that person's revelation to you. It's just because the pastor said that Jesus is God that you believe that Jesus is God. But it has to become a personal revelation.
Amen.
It has to become a stone. It has to become a rock on which your faith is built. So no one would come to unroot it from you. And when you find the name of the Lord, then you are able, by revelation to find the name of the Lord, you are able to discover where he has placed his name.
Amen.
Amen. So, he said, okay, we are in the message. We have found the name of the Lord. We have found where God has put his name. But the message, when it came in Revelation, John, when he was seeing the mighty angel coming from heaven, Revelation 10, he came with the message. Amen. He gave the book to John. The message was not meant to stay in John's hands. The angel told John, eat the book. Amen. The message had to be eaten. It's not only you being in the message, it's the message being in you as well.
Amen.
Amen. It's about the message being in you. Because being in the message is one thing, it's okay. But it may just be an intellect.
It may just be something that someone told you. But you need now to eat the book. You need now not only you to enter the message, but the message to enter in you. So that you and the message will become one. Amen. Because today we are living in a day where the Lord said, I will put my name in you. Because that place where God had placed his name today is not like in the ancient time where it was a physical location where you could go in Jerusalem and find out that there was the place that God placed his name in Shiloh or wherever. Today he says, I will put my name in you. So you can't even start to worship if the name of the Lord is not in you. Because that's the place he will meet you. He won't meet you anywhere else. He will meet you where he has placed his name. Amen. You can't worship anywhere else. He won't accept your sacrifice unless you discover the place he has placed his name. And that place today is in you and me. Amen. Amen. So you are now the place of worship. You don't need to go to the west, to the east. You need to make sure that he has placed his name in you. Amen. Amen. Are you with me?
Amen.
So, it's easy to say. It was, you know, I think Saturday for those who were there in Carlo, someone could say, okay, this is first level teaching. You know, I'm on the third level now. That's for those who are just coming, so I can even go and sleep because this is not about me. That's fine, because you are in the message. But being in the message doesn't mean that the message is in you yet. Mm-hmm. You have discovered that the place where you can worship God, where God has placed his name in this day, is in the message of the hour. Mm-hmm. That's one step towards the right direction.
Amen.
But right. You need to go further.
Amen.
We have read there in John 14, he said, in that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you.
Amen.
He wants now to come and dwell in you, and it's only when he is in you that you become a place of worship.
Hallelujah.
That you can start your worship. Because as long as his name is not in you, I can't go and worship God in Brother James. Because he has got his own altar to offer his own sacrifice, and he's got the name of the Lord in him. Amen. I've got to have the name of the Lord in me, because it's a personal relationship between me and the Lord. Amen. So, listen to what the prophet says. In that sermon, 65, the 20th of February, God's chosen place of worship. What a beautiful thing. God had a certain place he met Abraham. And there Abraham worshipped. All down through the Testament, and his promised word will be interpreted in you by him. Did you get that? The word that he promised to fulfill in the day that you are living in. You will be a written epistle of God, read of all men.
Amen.
He spoke of this age. What would be now? The believers of this age has to believe this. He's talking about the message. What he promised today, just the same as they had to come into the ark to be saved, go out of Egypt to be saved, they had to come into Christ to be saved now, into the message of the hour, that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now the prophet carry on saying, is showing one angle of coming into the message. But coming into the message, God has now to put his throne in you. The prophet says in the sermon, Revelation chapter 4, part 2, now what is a man
The man is a triune being, body, soul, and spirit. How many know that?
Amen.
Watch God's approach. What is his heart? You remember my message. God chose man's heart for his control tower. The devil chose his head for his control tower. See, he makes him see things, look through his eyes. God in his heart makes him believe things that he cannot see. God is on his heart. In the heart of man is the throne of God.
Amen.
Amen. So, in your heart, God had made your heart to become his throne. And when he comes to occupy that throne of God, that place in your heart, you become his dwelling place. And you can now start to worship. You become a place of worship where you can meet God face to face. Amen. So don't just limit yourself to say, I am in the message. I believe the message. No. Believing the message is one step in, but you need to go a bit further. You need to, you know, enrich your experience in knowing God. In becoming the dwelling place of God. In becoming the place where God will come. And you will now start your worship. Because from now on now, we can talk about worship. As long as you have not made it to this step, there is no worship at all. You are just bringing your offering, no matter how beautiful your offering may be. No matter how good your works may be. No matter how your repentance may be sincere, but as long as this revelation of God in you, you have not caught it yet, you have not eaten the message inside of you yet, the worship has not started yet. But now that we have come to this point, we can now start worshiping.
Amen.
We can now start talking about what will happen. So now we are going to see how the prophet shows you the journey of the believer onto becoming now that place of worship. Amen. Because the Lord Jesus, when he was on earth, that woman, that Samaritan woman, told him, you know, you Jews, you said we should worship in Jerusalem. Because they were arguing about what is the place from which God can accept a worship. Amen. It has always been a discussion. The location of the place where God accepts your worship.
Amen.
And it's a very big, great revelation for you to know, because you may do something believing that your prayer, your worship is being accepted while it is not. So that woman started arguing with Jesus. You said we have to go to Jerusalem. We say we have to go on the mountain. But tell me, where is the truth now? She didn't know that she was facing the true place of worship that God had provided for that day. She was looking for a location which was sitting just by her side. Amen. But Jesus, with the wisdom of the Holy Ghost, just told the woman, you shouldn't go into Jerusalem. You shouldn't go on the mountain. But the true worshiper should worship in truth and in spirit. Amen. So for your worship, Jesus is showing us the place of worship where you and me should go to worship him. It's where in truth and in spirit. Amen. And we know also that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. So you can worship him only if he is in you. Because him is the truth. He is the life. And it is the way.
Amen.
True worship is only in truth and in spirit. Amen. So, finding that place, that correct location, Jesus, the prophet, is going now to show us the procedure, the process into becoming now that place of worship of God. Amen. So, let's go together with the prophet to understand, to see. Maybe you may have been stuck somewhere in your way, in your walk. to becoming that place where God has put his name. But we're going to go deep down to understand where you are in your walk. Have you become really that place where you can meet God, where you can go with assurance that your worship, your sacrifice is being accepted? Amen. Because Cain and Abel, they all went to offer a sacrifice to God.
Right.
Nothing tells us that Abel's sacrifice looked better than Cain's sacrifice. They went all sincerely.
Right.
Even the prophet says, in the outward appearance, Cain's sacrifice was even better looking than Abel's sacrifice. Because Cain's sacrifice, you know, he was a farmer. He could put there flowers, fruits, apple, bananas. It was nice looking. Abel's sacrifice, it was just a big mess. Blood, you know, the lamb kicking in and out. But it was not that. Cain was offering from the wrong place.
Yeah.
Abel was offering from the right place where God had put his name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So we need to know now, because you need to be sure when you are going with your offering that it is being accepted by God.
Amen.
Find out that you have become yourself,
Hallelujah.
That place of worship. You can't worship God in me. I can't worship God in you. God had made a provision for every one of us to have access to him. That time where the high priest would go to intercede for the people is over. Now is the time where you and me, individually, we have to go and find yourself, your own place of worship. Now we are going to go through that walk to see what the prophet says. What you should do. In the sermon, are you with me?
Amen.
The prophet says in the sermon, God provided approach to divine fellowship. Preached on 30th of the 6th. The prophet speaks about the experience of the sinner who would come into the temple, the old temple, to commune with God, to fellowship with God. He says, then when Israel come to the place of worship, all going, and an unclean person come first, he had to come to the outer courts, and this blood, or this water of separation, which is called by the New Testament, we are washed by the waters of the word. The waters of separation is the word of God. Then like the sinner comes and listens to the gospel, he begins to realize condemnation that he is a sinner. So that it was a walk to become that place, that dwelling place of God. It was a process. The sinner had to come first through the words of separation. In the tabernacle, he would go and be washed. Because the aim was to go where God had placed his name, which was in the holiest of holies. Amen. So, but he had to start from his sinful life. He has to be washed first. He comes into the temple to be washed first. The prophet says that like you, when you first believed, you came, you said, okay, I believe the message. That the stage we are in, that where we are struggling now to get the unbeliever too. Your brother, your mother, your sister who is not a believer, we are fighting, we are struggling now to get them to this stage. Amen.
Amen.
So that's why I was saying in Carlo, we just spoke about this stage. But there's a further walk for you to go. Because you can't just come and say, okay, I've been washed by the waters of purification. It's a good step, but it's not it at all. It's not it yet. Amen. So the prophet says, how can I have faith, Brother Branham? It's just as simple as reaching, getting the hyssop to ply the blood. Believe it for yourself. Believe that Christ died for you. That's for the person who is coming. And I hope we do all need to go through that stage. If you have gone through, praise God. If you have not gone through yet, this is the process. Because you can't skip some stages.
Amen.
It's a process and you have to follow it as Amen. It is laid down. Amen. You couldn't come from your house to the holiest of the holies.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go through the outer court, the holy place, and then the holiest of the holies. Amen. Amen. So the prophet says, believe that Christ died for you. Believe that he was the innocent one that died in your place as a sinner. Same applies for divine healing. Just simple faith to take him at his word. That's what we need today in its simpleness. That's what the nation needs today. The simplicity of faith in Christ to surrender themselves unselfishly with their whole heart, soul, and mind, and all they are to the Lord Jesus. Just simple. You don't have to learn nothing at all. Just believe that Jesus died to give you the blessing. Amen. Amen. That's the water of purification. It washes you. Because you want to become that dwelling place of God. You want to become that place of worship. Amen. The waters has to wash you first. And the water is you believing that Christ died for you. And you accepting it. It washes you. It justifies you. Amen. Now the prophet says, I feel religious right now. Yes, sir. Because I know that is the truth. If it saved me, it will save anybody.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, the prophet carried on saying, now here's where the thing comes. Here where the point comes. Most people say, when I believe, that's all I have to do. Now, there's where the rub comes. The man that eats the water of separation could not yet enter into the holiest of the holies. He could not yet come into the congregation. He accepted it, believed it, and believed it was for him. And he was sprinkled with the waters of separation. But as he went journeying towards the place of fellowship, the first thing he had to meet there at the door was seven stripes of the seven church ages, God in all ages. Amen. So the prophet is putting it this way. It's just a first step. You have come, you have accepted the message. That's okay. But don't get stuck there, my brother.
That's right.
Don't stand there. As Brother Max Jr. was preaching the other day, the narrow way. Many people just stand, you know, at the boundary between the world and the word. Amen. They are just standing there. You have accepted the message. Yes. But go further.
Amen.
Don't stay at the boundary. Don't stay at... You'll get caught by your sins because you can still...
Amen.
You know that outer court, there was a lot of outside noise coming.
That's right.
There was a lot of fashion, you know, advertisement coming. There was a lot of things going around. People were arguing about this, about that. It's not a safe place to be.
Amen.
Believing the message is okay. You are on your way to finding the place of worship.
Hallelujah.
But you have not got yet there yet. Amen.
Amen.
For the sinner that we are seeking in the streets of Dublin, it's all we can tell him. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be saved. And if he does, he is saved. Amen. But when you are inside, the speech must change now. Because it's not time for milk anymore. It's time to aim towards perfection.
Amen.
Amen. Believing the message is fine. You have believed the message for many years now. We can't keep on, you know, running about that same point, believing the message. My sister, you have to move now.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You are now in the outer court, but there is a higher calling.
Amen.
There is a higher calling from God to come now and make you his dwelling place.
Amen.
Amen. Are you with me?
Amen.
Let's go now further, as the prophet puts it. So he said, yes, he said, now that you are at that point, what comes next? You need to go a bit further. The prophet said, and he had to know that going on before him went a sacrifice, because he was just past the water of separation. The sacrifice went before him, and bleeding, he had to recognize the blood before he could come into the congregation. Now, it's like the young couple that I was speaking of when they get married. That's not the whole thing. They haven't done nothing but taken a ceremony. Amen. The minister has only said, I pronounce you husband and wife. It's not ready yet. What does he do? He takes her to his house that he has prepared for her. So at this step, it's just like the minister pronouncing a blessing on you and your wife. You are still two different people. You are still two separate people. The minister has just pronounced a blessing, an authorization, a clearance for you to do now what you are meant to do to become one. Amen.
Amen.
So at that stage, as the prophet says, it's just like a married couple. You just made a public declaration that you are going to be woman and man. You are going to be man and wife. Amen. So, now the prophet says, he take her to the house that he has prepared for her. Now, many people here might disagree with me by this, but you don't live but in a three-room house. Now, when the woman is brought the young bride, they are not truly in full fellowship yet. Now, the first thing, what is the kitchen to do? The prophet is comparing now that relationship in relation to the three-room house. Kitchen, living room, and bedroom. He says, you have accepted to live together. The priest or the minister has pronounced a blessing on you, but you are not one yet. The man brings the woman to the house he had prepared. He said, what is the kitchen to do? Is where you eat. That's like in the first court of the church. You eat here. Come, sit on the back seat, listen to the word, and the first thing you know, you begin to say, oh God, that meant me. You start now realizing that it's a journey. That God is speaking to you now. It's an experience that you are starting with God. Amen.
Yeah.
You accept him as your personal savior. By faith, you grasp it. Then you begin to eat the word. You begin to feel that you have accepted Christ as your personal savior. You begin to feast upon the word. You enjoy it. The next thing comes into the living room where you take the little bride. Amen. It was first in the kitchen. Then it brings them to the living room. The prophet says, she takes a veil off. Amen. That things now start to happen. Before it was, you can't come too close to each other because you are still united yet. Amen. Because you are still in courtship. You can't touch each other. You can't come too close to each other. You are still a distant relationship, but you are in a process. When the priest now pronounces a blessing on you, though you are allowed, but you have not got that intimacy yet. You have crossed one step further, but you have still a distant relationship. You have still your veil on. Amen. You can't unveil yourself yet. You are still keeping some things that belong to yourself. Now that the man brings you into his sitting room, the prophet says, you are coming a little closer. Then when you do, put your arms around her, talk to her, embrace her. That's how it comes into the fellowship of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Before you do, you are separated from sins. Then you embrace the Lord's gospel. You embrace the written word. You believe it with all your heart. God, it doesn't matter what you want me to do. Whatever you have planned in this my life, I'm ready now to receive it. That's the living room. Then still you say, isn't this far enough? The prophet says, no, sir. You have gone as far as in the living room. Because in the living room now, the woman starts to, you know, surrender herself much closer to the man. The man, the relationship becomes much closer, much intimate than it was in the outer court.
Right.
But it's not it yet.
Amen.
The prophet says, you have not got far enough yet. There's still a step to go.
Amen.
There's still room to gain. Amen. Now he says, the next room is the bedroom. Then when you go to this bedroom, you come into fellowship and relationship. You become into a relationship. Then you have complete fellowship. Because you cannot have complete fellowship until you become relationship first. He says, now you bring, the man brings his wife in the bedroom. In the bedroom now, it's a different experience. You have gone a bit further with the Lord. Amen. You have gone now, you are now, you know, soundproof from the outside. You have shut yourself out from the outside world. You are living now yourself in a different experience where all the shyness is thrown away. Amen. All the influence that my father would see me, my brother would see me, such would say, such would know, is now you and the Lord alone. Shut in a secret relationship, in intimacy. Amen. Is now you start becoming more and more associated with him. You start becoming more and more closer with him. And the prophet says, you are not in a complete fellowship with the Lord until you have entered a relationship with the Lord. That relationships bring you now in a complete fellowship.
Mm.
Now you can say that I and the Lord are one.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Though the priest said you are one from now on, but you are not one yet.
That's right.
You have just made a few steps towards that oneness.
Mm.
But going further on the way, you have made now, you come to a point where you can now, the woman can say now, me and my husband are one. Me and you in me. Amen. That's where we are aiming to. That's the place the Lord wants to bring you and me in, that complete relationship where it's hid, completely shut, completely cut off from the world, and you are fellowshipping alone with him. Amen. Now the prophet says, and listen, so is it with the church today. We got too many people. We got too many of them that are ashamed to go into complete relationship with God. To new life and new birth. If we are the bride of Christ, then why can't we go into relationship? Then all the shameness and the backwardness and all will all gone from us. If we come into complete relationship, being born again, I don't care. The president of the United States could be standing on the street. You would shout, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah. You don't care because you are come one into a relationship. Amen. So it's a point where the Lord wants to bring you when you have taken his name. My wife today can't be ashamed to go publicly and say, my name is Chaba. Amen. Because she has entered a relationship with me. Anywhere she goes, they ask her name, she wouldn't quote her name as parents' name, as her old family name.
she'll quote the name of her husband. And she'll be proud to quote the name. Why? Because she has entered a relationship. That's what the prophet says. When you become into that intimacy, most of the people, they are stuck somewhere in their experience. I'm in the message. I've believed in the word. But you have not entered that intimacy yet. The aim today is to make you, you know, to deliver you from this deception of the devil. You may not have become that place of worship yet. Because getting married, if that woman, she says, okay, the priest has blessed us. You know, the civil servant gave us our marriage certificate, everything. We go home. You go sleep in your bedroom. I sleep in the other bedroom. Even though publicly everybody will say they are married, but these two people are not married yet. That woman had not become Madame That Man yet. Because that intimacy, that relationship has not occurred yet. So you may say, you may confess, I believe the message. I've been in the message for 20 years, but you have not entered that complete relationship yet with the Lord. You have not become that place of worship yet. I'm afraid you may be just like Cain, offering good offering, doing some good jobs, good works in church, but being rejected by the Lord. Amen. You need to be very careful in our approach. The place of worship, my brother and sister, you need to understand that it's God placing his name in you. And you accepting to take that name in you. Amen. If that woman refused to receive the seed from that man, she's not her wife anymore. She's not the wife of that man at all. Because what makes her wife, his wife, it's her accepting to bear his seed. So as long as you have not taken his seed in you, enter that intimate relationship, you are still hovering around the message. Amen. So let's go into that intimate relationship. And when we are inside that bedroom, there are things that's happening there that hidden from the world. God, there's a process of transformation that's happening in that closet that the world doesn't know anything about, but they will only notice that this man, this woman, she used to be like this, but now she has changed. She has been transformed. She's bearing fruits. Amen. After a year, after two, they'll see that woman producing the seed of that man. Because it's an intimate relationship that has happened that the world don't know anything about. Amen. So the prophet carries on saying, that's what the church needs today. Is a worship under the blood. A worship in complete relationship to die out. What if the little bride said, now wait a minute, I don't know. I don't know if married life consists of such things. Amen. Let's say that girl, that woman, the man brings her home, kitchen, we eat, okay. Living room, okay. They go into that intimate place. The woman says, oh, listen, I didn't know that being married means such things. She didn't understand what she was looking at. She was looking after at all that woman. Because the whole aim was to reproduce.
Amen.
The whole aim was to accept that man to express himself. The whole aim was to make that man produce other men like him. Amen. The whole aim of God, of him fellowshipping with you, the whole aim of God getting into that relationship with you is to produce other gods. To produce his own image to the world. Amen. So, if that woman refuses to accept that man's seed, she's as dead as if she was not married to that man.
She can't reproduce that man. Amen. So many of us, believers, we are stuck in our experience because we don't want to go into that intimate relationship. Sometimes we are ashamed of the world. We are ashamed of our testimony. We are ashamed of saying, I am a Christian. The prophet says, he speaks about Charles Finney. He says, that time, Charles Finney, he made a statement about how he used to, I believe it was Charles Finney, the prophet says, he had been preaching. He had sermons and two little women was praying for him that he would get the Holy Spirit. And he told them he had the Holy Ghost. So Finney, we know, he was a big minister and he has left very good footprints on his life. So those two women told him, we are praying that you should get the Holy Spirit. He said to them, but I'm a great minister. I have the Holy Spirit. And he told them he had the Holy Ghost. And one day he went out behind his office to pray and knelt down where an old tree had blown down. And while he was praying, while a stick broke and he thought someone was coming up, and he jumped up and said, looked around. He thought somebody's there, see him praying. Then he sat down. He said, you know, he was praying. He was ashamed of being a witness of the Lord. Yes. Even though being a great minister, even though he was what he was, but he was still ashamed to testify that he was married to his husband. He was, you know, ashamed to be identified as a Christian. He has got into an experience, but he wanted it to be a secret experience. Yes. My brother, sister, when you become the dwelling place of God, it's a public testimony. Yeah. It's something that the world wants to see. Amen. Amen. You shouldn't be ashamed of your husband. Otherwise, you couldn't have married him.
That's right.
So, then he sat down and said, if I was talking to my boss in the office, I would like for anybody to see me speak to my boss. But here I am ashamed of somebody to see me speak to my Lord. Amen.
Amen.
That's what's wrong with our many of our experiences today. We are in a relationship with God. We claim to be in relationship with God, but we are ashamed to testify about him. You have not become his dwelling place yet. You need to go a bit further, because when you accept the Lord, it's a public testimony. It's something that the world must see. You shouldn't be shouting, I am this, and that the world must see. And when asked, because Peter, before he entered into that intimate relationship with the Lord, he could deny the Lord. He was able to say, I don't know him. He was right, because he didn't receive the Holy Ghost yet.
Amen.
He didn't enter into that intimacy yet. But when the intimacy came, when he went into the bedroom and unveiled himself to his husband, he came out a few days after they've crucified his master. He testified and brought a lot of people in the kingdom.
Amen.
Amen. So it's a public testimony. And he said, if I was speaking to my boss, I'll be more than happy, proud people seeing me speaking to the boss. But I'm speaking to my Lord, and I am ashamed. The prophet says, there he came under conviction, threw off his cloak of malice and hatred and strife, and fell off on his face, and cried out before God, until God filled him with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Then something happened. Then he was different. He got the starch out of him. Something taken place because he came into that Shekinah glory, into the relationship with God and fellowship divine. Amen. So when that something happened,
You won't be ashamed anymore to testify about the Lord. Because you are so sure, you are so convinced that you and the Lord are one, that you are not ashamed of saying it. You will testify about your new life. You will testify, even your own life will testify of itself. But if in your workplace, people don't know, because I don't mean you start saying, I am a Christian. But people will notice something different.
That's right.
You say, this man, he has not said anything. He has never testified, but we see that is different. The day you tell them you are a Christian, all of them will say, we have noticed this since long time.
Yeah.
You don't need to tell her, but I've seen something very special with you. Because your own life, you are testifying about being in an intimate relationship with the Lord. Amen. So, the prophet carries on saying, then he was different. That's the reason I like these full gospel conventions. You hear the people cry and shout and praise the Lord because they've come into a relationship, a divine fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Whenever you get rid of that, you have gone back to Babylon and you might as well bury yourself. So whenever you can't be free to testify about your Lord anymore, because his name being in you makes you speak about him.
Amen.
You become Madame Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And you are proud to say, I am Madame Jesus Christ. That's the proof, that's the evidence that he has placed his name in you.
Amen.
A wife who have freely accepted, in love with her man, she will freely and proudly say, me and that man, we are one.
Mm.
And especially when there was competition in getting that man's name.
Hallelujah.
When there was a lot of women following that man, and she happens to be the overcomer, she will proudly say, I am Mrs. Philip. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. She won't be ashamed because it's a crown on her head. Amen. It's a crown in her life. She will tell so that everybody who could even think that Mr. Philip was going out with such girl, and she will now want people to know her, to see her walking hand in hand with Philip, because she's in intimate relationship with Philip. Amen. That's what we are lacking, many of us. Because if we have become that place where God has put his name, we'll display it to the world.
Amen.
Then your sacrifice will be accepted. Amen.
Amen.
But if you are still ashamed of people knowing that you are a believer, or if people in you, they don't see anything that could reflect a believer, there's still a ground for you to work.
Right.
Amen. There's still a lot we have to do, because we want to come into that place where the world will see. When they heard Peter speaking, even if he was not in that intimate relationship with Jesus yet, but they said to him, your language tells us that you have been with that man.
Amen.
Amen. Even your behavior, even your attitude will testify about your relationship with him. If the world can't see that, my brother, don't deceive yourself.
Hallelujah.
Go back on your knees. Come onto the altar and seek the Lord.
Amen.
Until you become that place where God will agree, will accept your sacrifice. The prophet says, I like these meetings of the full gospel people, because there's a lot of shouting there. Don't be ashamed to shout the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Of course, you won't disturb your neighbors. We don't send you to start disturbing your neighbors, causing a lot of noise around where you know, but testify about the Lord.
Amen.
Let people know that you are married to the Lord. When that woman now enters into the closet with the husband, my brother, she can now express herself. Amen.
Amen.
There's no room for hiding anymore. She can now unveil herself to the man, because there's no other third party involved in that relationship anymore. When you are in that intimate relationship with the Lord, express yourself, my brother. If you have to shout, shout. If you have to jump, jump. Let the Lord know that you are there. That you are in marriage, you are married to Him, and you have become His, and He is yours. Amen.
Hallelujah. The prophet says,
when we get to a place where we get away from that Shekinah glory, that praises of God, fresh anointing that breaks down all the religion barriers, he says, and things that make us one in Christ Jesus, free from all condemnation. He didn't finish the sentence. That's what we need tonight. That's what the church, the divine fellowship. Don't you never lose that. If you ever lose that to a place to where you get ashamed to go into a relationship with Christ, let Him dwell in you. God in man, making Himself known to the people by His Spirit, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, odd, different from the world, sanctified by the blood, and set aside from the things of the world. The prophet now, just showing when you get into that intimate relationships, what you will become, what the world will see. He compares it with the high priest, the way he would go on his way to the holy place. He would go from the outer court, the holy place, and the holiest of holies. And the prophet says, on his robe, on his garment, he had got bells on them. Amen. The high priest once a year went with the blood before him and worshiped in the Shekinah glory, all anointed. And he had garments. And on that, he had pomegranates and a bell. And he had to walk with that in such step that played, holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. Holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. Packing the blood before him as he went. So, as he was in there, in that closet, people in the outside, they could hear that something is happening. The bells were ringing. There was something happening in there. And the prophet says, what a beautiful picture of the church today. And you know, the reason he made them bells, the people on the outside didn't know whether he was alive or not, unless he was making some noise. Amen. I'm telling you, brother, our dead church that don't make any noise and some things happen. Yes, sir. They haven't entered into that holy of holy. Everywhere you find God, you find a lot of noise. Amen. Amen. When life is in you, life will express itself. Right. Noise is not only physical noise. There's only spiritual noise. Right. People will feel that life is in you. Where there is God, there is noise. When the child is born, when the child doesn't cry, something is wrong. When you have entered that relationship and there is not noise, something is wrong. The prophet says, our dead churches today, when there is God, there must be some noise. When there is life, there must be noise. And he said, it's exactly right. When Jesus went into Jerusalem, they broke down palms, them Galilean peasants begin to sing, Hosanna to him that come in the name of the Lord. So, the aim is to get yourself, to get ourselves, not to be deceived by the devil. Because for the devil, as long as he can keep you quiet in your comfort zone, and he knows that you are stuck there, you are not going any further, it's okay for him. Amen. Especially the devil, one of the biggest traps today is to make believe people, they are believers, while they are not become the true believer. Because someone who is fully in the world, he may still have that concern of finding the Lord. Amen. Because he can see he's smoking, he dances, he goes in the bistros and everything. For that person, you can go and tell him, my brother, forget, you know, for, come out of this and come to the Lord. He may reject you, but in him, there's some room for him to think about it. But the most dangerous position is that person that the devil has given that some kind of religion. He has given you a church. He has given you a fellowship. He has given you people around. He has given you some communion, wine, everything. You think you are a believer. But for him, whether you make any progress or not, it doesn't matter. For him, it's okay. You are even better for him to be in that position rather than that person who is in the world. Because that person, he knows, one day someone will tell him, stop drinking. He will realize that he's not. He may discover the real word of God. But you who say that you are a believer, but you have not made this progress to become the true living place of God, it's a very dangerous position to find yourself in. So the Lord wants to place his name in you. It's just a matter of you and me opening our hearts now. Saying we have believed the message is not enough, my brother. Amen. Saying that we have come into the Lord is not enough. Get into that deeper relationship. Amen. Become yourself the place where you can say, the Lord has placed his name in me. Amen. Me and my Lord are one. Amen. It's not me living anymore. It's him living in more in me. Amen. Unless you have made that journey, you have not found the thing yet. Unless you have not made that journey, my brother, my sister, you have not become, your sacrifice has not got to a place where it can be accepted by the Lord. There was only one place where, from which God could accept the offering. It was the place he has placed his name. And his name today must be in you, in me. If it's in me, that means I found my place of worship. It's my worship with God. Don't say, no, we are in the message. Yes, we are in the message. But being in the message is a personal relationship between you and the Lord.
Amen.
We come here for communion, for fellowship, for encouraging each other. But that extra step, there's that distance that you have to walk alone. The angel brought Lot out of Sodom up to a certain point, and he said to him, now you have to walk alone. God will bring you so far. The pastor will bring you so far. But the rest of the journey, you have to do it alone. Get to the point where you'll say, now I can worship the Lord in truth and in spirit. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Let's stand. Would you give us a song, please?
Within me, I give you.
is my desire to honor you. Oh Lord, Lord, in all my heart I worship you. Oh, I worship you, Lord. All I have within me, Lord, I give you. Tonight, Lord, I adore is in your Savior, Lord. Lord, I give you my heart, Lord, I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I, every breath.
And he knows that if you are stuck in your experience somewhere, it's not because you don't want to go further with him. that is just because of the devil's deception. But he wants to bring you far more than where you are now. He wants to get into that relationship with you where he will put his name in you and you will say, it's him living in you. We don't want to be surprised when he will say, I didn't know you, because you didn't bear his name in you. It's not only the matter of being in the message, my brother. The message must be in you. Because before you came into the message, the world was in you. The simple fact of you believing the message doesn't chase the world out of you. You need that seed of the world to be completely gone out of you, and then him coming in you. Because if it doesn't come in you, the devil will find the house cleaned and washed, will call 7 demons more powerful than himself to come and make your life even worse than what it was before. So it's now a matter of sincerity now. You and him enter now into that secret closet with the Lord and ask the Lord to really put his name in you so that you will become Mrs. Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And you will become that place of fellowship, that place of worship he has provided for you. My brother, your father's experience is not yours. It won't help you. Your wife's experience won't help you. Your husband's experience won't help you. You need your own intimate experience with the Lord. Enter into that third room with him and let him inoculate you with his seed. Then you will become that place of fellowship, that place of worship he has provided for this day. When we ask Brother Junior to pray for us.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for tonight, oh God. Father, we thank you for your grace, oh Lord God. We thank you for your word, Lord God, even that you sent, Lord, even unto us, oh Lord, this day, oh God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord, that tonight, oh Lord God, you've come our way, oh Lord God. Father, we thank you that you desire nothing but, Lord God, just a closer, Lord, for the relationship, oh Heavenly Father, with you, oh God. And Father, Lord, if you put this desire, Lord, in us, it's because, oh Heavenly Father, you are willing, Lord God, oh Father, Lord. And we know that you've always, Lord, been willing, oh Heavenly Father, Lord God. But, Lord, sometimes, oh Lord God, we get choked, oh Father, by the tens and by the curse of this world, oh Lord God. And, Lord, we ask you for your message, and we pray, oh Lord God, that you pardon us, oh God, Lord. Father, you lend us, O Lord, a helping hand, O Father, tonight, O God, Lord. The Father, you will be the one to hold our hands, O Lord God. You will be the one to draw us, O Father, closer unto you, into this intimacy, O God, Lord. Where, Lord, we will fellowship, O Lord, with no one but, Lord, with you only, O God, Lord. For, Lord, there's a deep in here, O Father, crying, O Lord God, Lord. And we know there's a deep in heaven, Lord, to respond to this cry, O Father, Lord. And we pray, O Lord, that tonight, O Lord God, that we, Lord, Father, may not leave you the same, O Lord God, as we came in, Lord. But, Lord, we may walk out of here, Heavenly Father, Lord God, with a deeper hungering and testing for you, O Lord God, with a desire, O Father, for a closer walk, O Lord, with you, O Father, Lord, with a desire, Lord, to stay in that holiest of holies, O Lord God, Lord, with a desire, Lord, to be shattered with you, O Lord, at the curse of this world, O Lord God, and the noise, O Father, around us in this world, O Lord, may, Lord, Father, Lord God, not distract us or draw us away, O Lord God, Lord, but, Lord, we may be established, O Heavenly Father, Lord God, standing steadfast, O Lord God, in your world, O Lord, with boldness, O Heavenly Father, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Lord Father, Lord, even, Lord God, testifying, O Heavenly Father, wherever we are, Lord God. Amen. That if there be, Lord, an ashamed, Lord Father, in us, Lord God, of thee, Lord Father, your word said, O Heavenly Father, Lord, if we, Lord, be ashamed of you this time, O God, Lord, so would you be, O Father, of us, O Lord God, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that's not our desire, O God, Lord, on that great day, O Heavenly Father, Lord God. We don't want, Lord, the trumpets to sound, O Lord, and we be left here on earth, O Lord God, Lord. Amen. But, Lord, we want to be caught up, O Father, with you, O Lord, on the skies, O
Lord God, Lord. That's our desire, Lord. But till then, O Father, Lord God, Lord, as we walk on this earth, Lord, we pray for your guidance, O Lord God. We pray for your Holy Spirit, O Lord God, to lead us, O God, Lord. Lord, we may say we have it, but Lord, even if we do have it, Lord, we ask for more of it, O God, Lord. Father, Lord, we don't want to, Father, be exhausted. We don't want to get to a place, O Lord God, where we say, Lord, Father, we are satisfied, O Lord God, Lord. But each day, Lord, we want to hunger for more, O Lord God, Lord. Each day, we want to test the Father for more of you, O God, Lord. Grant us, Lord, your grace that this church may be, Lord God, the mighty church that you coming for, O Lord God, Lord. The church without spot nor wrinkle, O Lord God, O Father, Lord. If there any be anything, Lord, among us, O Lord, I may hinder you, O Lord God, from moving in our midst, from you, Lord, bringing us, O Lord God, in that close relationship with you as a church, O God, Lord. We ask for your message, O Lord God. We pray that, Lord, you continue to send your word, O Lord, and may brood over us, O God, Lord. Oh, to bring forth, Lord, an evil spirit, O Lord God, that, Lord, it may depart from our midst, O God, Lord. The Lord, your presence, O Lord, may have preeminence in our souls, O God, Lord. Grant us your grace, O Lord. Bless the ministry in this house, O Lord God, Lord. You continue to lay your servants, Lord, aside, O God, Lord. And Lord, you speak to you as the Lord God. Speak to your people, Lord God, Lord. For we desire to hear from you and from you only, O God, Lord. Bless every ministry, Lord, from the music, O Lord God, to deacons, Lord, to trustees, O Lord God, Lord, to engineers, technicians, Lord. Grant us, Lord, your grace, O Father, Lord God. For we desire to be led by you, O Lord God, Lord. For what a fellowship would it be, O Lord God, when we are, Lord God, in that intimacy with you, O God, Lord. Oh, we know, Lord, for then that upper room experience will not be far away from us, O God, Lord. Grant us your grace, O Lord, for that's what we desire, Lord God, Lord. That's what this message, O Father, came for, O Lord God, Lord. Oh, to take us back, O Lord, to Pentecost, O Lord God, Lord. And Lord, we desire to go back, O Father, Lord God. Grant us your grace, O Lord, that we may go back there, O Father, Lord God, Lord, and be filled, O Lord God, with you once again, Lord God. That we may see, O Father, the same gospel, Lord God, Lord. Oh, displayed, O Father, here, O Lord God, Lord. Oh, Father, grant us your grace, O Lord God, Lord. Like Peter, Lord God, we'll go in every corner, Lord. We'll preach in this gospel, O Father, Lord God, Lord. Be not ashamed, O Lord God, but standing steadfastly, O God, Lord. Bless, O Father, our brother, Lord God, even tonight, O God, Lord. You've used him mightily, O Father, Lord God, Lord. Restore, Lord, for the virtue and strength unto him, O Lord. Continuing to bless his ministry, Father, I pray to you, O God, Lord. Bless our pastor, Lord God. Bless the fellow, Brother Max, O Lord. Grant your grace upon everyone, Lord, in here, Lord. Ministering your word, O Lord. We commit everything into your hands tonight. Even as we part, O God, Lord, we yield ourselves, Lord, unto thee, O God, Lord. The Lord, you grant us genuine mercy so far, Lord God. You brought us in, O God, and we pray that, Lord, you take us back, O Father, safely, Lord. We come against any works of the enemy, Lord, who try to stand against us, O God, Lord. Lord, for the leaders through them, O Lord God, Lord. Break through them for us, O Lord. We pray even tonight, Lord God, before we set our ways, O Lord God, Lord, go back home, O Father, Lord. We commit them into your hands, O Lord. Those who be not here, O God, Lord. You bless them, O Father, wherever they be, O God, Lord. Grant them grace, O Lord, that you bring us to that place, O Lord. The Father, each day, Lord, we may be in your house, O Lord, as one body, O Father, Lord God. Grant us your grace, O Lord. Whatever be the need on every heart, O Lord God. Tonight, O Lord, you know it, O God, Lord. And I pray that, Lord, you'll minister to it, O God, Lord. That you grant it exceedingly and abundantly, O Father, Lord God. That there may be testimonies, O Lord God. To the glory of your name, we pray. We thank you for tonight, Lord, for indeed, you visited us, O Lord God, and we are living here not empty, Lord God, but filled, O Lord, and we thank you for it, O Lord God, and may your name be glorified now and forevermore, for we ask all this in the blessed name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 Every time he comes, yeah, something good happens. He comes, something good happens. Every time he comes, something good happens. So come, Lord, come, Lord, come, Lord Jesus, the captives are set free. Oh, so come, Lord, come, Lord Jesus. Something good must happen. Oh, every time he comes, something good happens. Every time he comes, something good happens. So come, Lord, come, Lord Jesus, the captives are set free. Oh, so come, Lord, come,
come, Lord Jesus, something good.